prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, in case it doesn't sound like Pastor Butch, it's not. This is Glenn, the Director of Research from International Health out in sunny, hot, muggy Arizona. So if you've never experienced 110 degrees with about 99% humidity, come on out. Anyway, it's very interesting. Anyway, I've been on the show several times before. Pastor Butch had other appointments he had to do, so he asked me to fill in. So, in case some of you don't know who I am Director of Research and Development for International Health, have been for 31 years. I'm a research scientist with advanced studies in three areas, which is clinical nutrition, hormone biochemistry, and infectious diseases, which we're going to talk a little bit about at the top of the show. I've had a ministry called Biblical Health International for about 28 years. Used to travel quite like almost every weekend with my wife, but I was not traveling as an evangelist. Would speak to very large groups of quote-unquote professing Christians, and I was not traveling as an evangelist. I was traveling as a watchman on the wall because I did exactly what God's Word says to do. We're going to talk about that tonight because everything in God's Word is coming true. Now, you're going to hear me use the word Jesus tonight and God. I don't believe that's his name. It's something to do with Yahshua HaMashiach, Yahushua. But just to make things simple, okay, for our listeners, we'll just say Jesus. Like I said, I don't believe that's his real name. That's an anglicized word. And God, I believe it's Yod Hey Vav Hey Elohim, whatever. But so when I talk about Jesus and God, you know who I'm talking about. Our Messiah, okay, who came to set us free and to get us truly born again. So when I was doing the seminars with Biblical Health, I was a watchman on the wall. That's what I'm going to be tonight. I'm going to bring you some interesting news and then some very good news, because I am a firm believer in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. And these words are only used in the King James Version. I don't know why, but Proverbs 8, verse 12. Look it up for yourself. It says, pray for the knowledge of witty inventions. Because let's look at what's going on in the world right now. If we had talked in January of this year and tried to guess what would be happening by July, we would have all been wrong. The satanic, and they go by a lot of different names, the deep state, the new world order, okay, the satanic world order. Look what they have accomplished in 6 months, okay? And everything that's happening with the so-called COVID-19, we have fallen prey to the largest deception in the history of not only medical science, okay, and science in general, infectious diseases. I've been an infectious disease specialist for 28 years. I have relationships with infectious disease scientists all over planet Earth. And so what do we know about the players? Because you need to understand this. I am not going to let you perish for lack of knowledge. And if I offend anybody, let me apologize up front. The truth will always offend people. Okay, this is why I give out my personal number at my research office. Every radio show that I do, and I do a lot of them, I always give you out my personal number at the research office. And we're in Arizona, so we're West Coast time right now. So my personal number, and I'll give it several times, but it's 480-429-0021. 480-429-0021. Why do I want you to call? Well, one, I'm going to be talking about articles tonight that I will be happy to email you. Irrefutable articles, because when I was doing the seminars, when I was traveling about every weekend, I would show arrogant Christians, American Christians, irrefutable evidence of what I'm going to, of some of the things I'll talk about tonight. But back then, it was basically showing them that everything they learned in school was an absolute lie, except 2 + 2 = 4. Okay? And, well, what do you mean, Glenn? It was a lie. Look at who is the God of this world? And God's word is very clear. My people perish for lack of knowledge. In modern-day vernacular, that would be the body of Christ, the people who claim to love Jesus Christ, are dying because they're so ignorant. Ignorance is not stupidity. Ignorance is just not knowing. And the educational system was taken over by Marxist, communist, satanic organizations way back in the 30s. They have dumbed down the American population. So everything that I showed people at the seminars, I show them irrefutable evidence. Okay? So what does that have to do with now? Well, if you watch any mainstream media and believe any of it, you are being defrauded. You are being lied to. The mainstream media, and I don't care if you call it Fox News or the Communist News Network, they're all owned by the same six corporations. And if you listen, and I only listen to them to hear the lies, because when I do the radio shows like I'm doing, and I do a lot of them, and not all of them are Christian-based. There's probably 10% are secular-based. Okay, but when I do the Christian shows, my main goal, and has been here at International Health, is I'm going to be 70 years old in September. Nothing in this world attracts me anymore at all, except helping the body of Christ get healthy. Because let me tell you something, and if you've been listening to any of some of the accurate prophetic words that have been coming forth, in the next several months, there are going to be millions of hungry, hurting, dying Americans, and the only good news is going to be the shed blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You'll be persecuted if you try to share that with them. You may even lose your life, your physical life. I am not concerned with dying. In fact, hopefully soon, the body of Christ is going to start celebrating as graduation day when our physical body dies. Okay, now that doesn't mean that we're not going to miss them, that there's not going to be hurt, but we never die. If we truly know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and more important, does he know us? Because Matthew 7 is one of the most terrifying scriptures, and if you're not reading your Bible, if you're playing church, you're in for some major problems coming. If you are not preparing, God's word is very clear. A wise man sees what's coming and prepares, and a fool does nothing and suffers. It would take a blind man not to see what's happening. The famine has already started. The Marxist, communist, satanic takeover of our nation has started. And it was all pre-planned decades ago. All right? And I have a paper I'll be happy to send you. It's called Lockstep. There was a paper published by one of the most satanic families on planet Earth. Because you have several evil families, satanic families. Rothschild, one of the top. Rockefellers, another one. Bill Gates Foundation, okay, pushing. See, everything you're hearing on mainstream media is heading toward a forced vaccine. And if I hear anybody say, well, this current administration won't let that happen. Excuse me, then listen to the news. He just gave him $2 billion. He's behind Bill Gates. Okay? The CDC is a private, for-profit vaccine corporation. And everybody acts like it's a government organization. It is not. Look it up on Dun and Bradstreet. So a private, for-profit vaccine corporation that owns patents on about 50 to 55 vaccines is basically telling us what we're going to do, like this face mask BS. But you know what? People are pushing back. We'll talk about that, the mesh mask that's coming. So the CDC, criminal organization, Dr. Fauci, a scumbag, satanic liar who's on the board of directors of the Bill Gates Foundation. Bill Gates has openly said he wants 7 billion people dead, and vaccines are a good way to do it. So if you don't think in the not-too-distant future you're going to have to decide, am I going to take this vaccine untested with a microchip in it? Now, do I believe that's the mark of the beast? No, because if you do enough research, you'll discover the mark of the beast is a voluntary. Whatever the technology is that turns out to be the mark of the beast, okay, it will be voluntary. It will be the people, the earth dwellers, saying, we don't want to follow God. We want to follow whatever this entity is, who turns out to be the anti-Messiah, okay? And we, if we want to take part in the world system, we're going to take whatever they consider to be the mark. What is this vaccine going to do? It's going to get us used to being tracked. There will be a microchip in it. Now you have famous doctors and scientists and whistleblowers coming forward saying it will change your DNA. And let me tell you this, and if you want to read in God's Word, this is not my opinion. I don't give opinions. I give facts based on pure science, pure medical science. So when you call me at my research office, well, okay, I'm going to give you pure science, common sense, and God's Word about how to get well. Because the body of Christ better get ready. You better buy the food you hear advertised if you can find it. You better get water. You better get a way to defend yourself. Okay? And you better get so close to God, because what's Matthew 7? Oh, many will come to me in that day, and the etiology of the word is actually most. Most of the people who come to me in that day and say, Lord, didn't we do all these miracles in your name and wonderful works? What does he say to them? I never knew you. Depart from me. Then he tells you why. You who work iniquity. You got to look up where what the etiology of that is. You've rejected my Torah. Well, that passed away, Glenn. We're not under law. I didn't say we're under law. But the Torah, the first five books of the Bible have not passed away. And if you want to debate me on that, I'll be happy to debate you. Okay? Call me at my research office, 480-429-0021. So, what does that have to do with now? Well, if you listen to anything they're telling you about COVID, is this article that I will be happy to send you, 10 years ago, one of the most satanic families on planet Earth, responsible for the whole American Medical Association. And if you get the idea, I'm not real fond of doctors. Gee, God's Word says in Revelation 18, all the nations of the world are deceived by their sorceries. The Greek word for sorcery and witchcraft is pharmakia. The pharmaceutical cartel was birthed in hell. Now, what are doctors good for? I know a lot of doctors. I know a lot of nurses. I actually teach them. Okay? We have meetings. Okay? What are they good for? Trauma. If you get a broken bone, you have a heart attack or a stroke, get hit by a car, need an operation, you certainly are not going to call a chiropractor. If you do, you're going to die. You go to a trauma center. I've seen it up close and personal with my own family members. It's miraculous what emergency room doctors and the professionals there can do. The flip side of that is the pharmaceutical drug cartel, the largest cartel in the world, satanic at its core, never cured a disease. Push drugs that have now entered. It was floating between the third and fourth leading cause of death. Now it's number three. Solidly, the third leading cause of death in the United States are legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. Gee, would they do that? And have they ever cured a disease? Anybody want to argue with me? Name me one disease that's ever been cured. And they extracted $3.7 trillion U.S. dollars out of the economy last year without curing a disease. They own the government. You are never going to get the truth on controlled media. The number one advertiser is Big Pharma. Number two is the agricultural business. And they're in bed together. We're going to talk about that. Okay? So anyway, what are we dealing with? We are dealing with absolute lies about the COVID-19. Because 10 years ago, this article I'll send you was published by the Rockefeller Foundation. And said, in essence, okay, the United States is the last country in the world blocking our goal of a new world order, which means the beast system, which means the deep state, the takeover of the whole world. And this paper said, here's what we're going to do to collapse the United States. We're going to start a fake pandemic, and then we're going to do this and this and this and this and shut the economy down and collapse the U.S. and the U.S. government, and then they will fall into lockstep. That's what the article's called. Then they'll fall into place, and we'll be able to institute our reset of the economy. It's coming. They're printing up trillions and trillions and multiple trillions of pieces of paper with dead presidents on them that have the value of monopoly money. And you're seeing what's happening to precious metals. Gold, new record. Silver over 23 today. Now, does that mean that's suddenly worth more money? No. It's that those greenbacks, the paper money that they're printing out of thin air, is getting worth less and less, and multiple rounds of hyperinflation are on the way. Food prices, doesn't God's word say that eventually a day's wages will need to be spent for one meal? It's coming. Well, I don't need to worry about that. We'll be taken out of here before that, really. You're ignorant. If you in this world, you will have tribulation, but I have not appointed you to wrath. So, wonder how many Christians are going to be a little upset when all this scumbag lying of these scumbag, pussified pastors who shut down, who bowed to Pharaoh unconstitutionally and against God's word when they said, you got to shut your church. If you go to a church that did that, get out. And while you're on your way out, nail a sign over the door that says Ichabod, which means the spirit has departed. These gutless pastors who shut down. And a few of them stood up and have sued. And every church who has sued for the unconstitutional shutting down, read the First Amendment. But these Democratic and even some of the states, look at Arizona. We have a criminal who's our governor. I call him Doug Douchebag. His name is Doug Ducey. He's a friggin' criminal. Okay? He's on the board of directors of a vaccine company. And he's pushing all this mask stuff. All right? So understand, we are being criminally lied to. And if you believe anything anybody says about this virus, you are ignorant. The virus is not killing people. Now, was there a bioweapon released? Yep. Do we know who did it? No. Did China release it on us? Did we release it on them? Did the deep state release it on the world? Nobody knows. Okay. And right when it was kind of dying out, gee, what happened? You had a fraudulent, racist, racial thing happen, okay, with this George Floyd or whatever his name was, who had a fatal dose of fentanyl in his bloodstream. Golly, and the cop who allegedly kneeled on him, he and the cop worked together at the same nightclub for about 17 years. Was it a false flag? I don't know. Closed casket? I don't know. There's a lot of videos out there showing some real discrepancies. But right when the COVID was starting to die down a bit, what happened? Oh, a racial incident, and if it really happened, was it wrong? Yep. And yep. But what happened? Then the Marxist, the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter. And if you don't think that was all part of the plan, is part of the plan, again, you're ignorant. Okay? Please don't fall for this. Let's look at this mask nonsense. I have literally hundreds of articles that I could overwhelm you with. Wearing of these dime store masks, even the N95s, do not stop a microscopic virus from entering through your nasal passages or your mouth. They're actually dangerous. They lower your blood oxygen level. You're breathing carbon dioxide. Okay, and I have medical doctors and scientists. See, it's now coming out. This is one reason you're seeing this absolute chaos. And if you think it's going to go away, you ain't seen nothing yet. As we get closer to the election, oh, my God, have mercy. And he does. His mercy is new every day. Okay? Everything about the mask is occultic, satanic, and it lowers your immune system. That's why go onto an internet search engine and just type in mesh mask, M-E-S-H, or mesh mask man. Because, and this is the pushback, you have several states who are now mandating, you must wear a mask. Do as we say. We're the Nazis. And if you don't, because people have bought the lie, that the masks will stop the spread of a virus that's microscopic, that's insane. And I challenge the doctors who I see and who call in on different radio shows, show me one reputable medical journal who has published a paper that says the masks will stop the spread of the coronavirus. And there's not one. They actually do harm. And I have the papers. Again, call me at my research office if you need third-party verification of what I'm saying. I'll be happy to email you out not only the Rockefeller paper, I'll send you out the article, okay? Well, all right, Glenn, there's people dying. What's causing that? Well, let's look at the age group. Most of them are 65 and over, elderly, comorbidity. They have heart disease. They have cancer. They have diabetes. They're obese. They have been on drugs for years, have no immune system left. And when they're exposed to this flu-like SARS virus, okay, golly, they end up dead. And everybody dying now, doesn't matter what they die from, what goes on the death certificate, COVID-19. Amazing. And then the FDA, the Fatal Drug Association, is actually having SWAT raids. Now picture this. FBI and FDA SWAT teams, like they're raiding an Islamic terrorist organization, are going into natural medicine clinics, and they raided one outside of Detroit, who was doing intravenous vitamin C. Unapproved COVID protocol. Shut them down. Attack them like they're terrorists. Not every, but 68 different nano silver manufacturers and distributors have been attacked. Shut down the same way. MMS, okay, the Miracle Mineral, they attacked them and they arrested two of the pastors involved with the church. Why? I have clinical and medical studies. Now, understand this. There is nothing, God is not going to leave us defenseless. This has to do with me mentioning Proverbs 8, verse 12, praying for witty invention. That's what it says. Witty invention. And every other version of the Bible changes it to just say, pray for knowledge and wisdom, which is good. James 1 tells us to do that. I have a lot of book learning, earthly book learning, as far as a scientist, but I did what James 1 says to do. If you lack wisdom, ask me, and I'll give it to you. I did, and he did. Why? Because the book learning only takes you so far. I wanted to be taken down the rabbit hole. Okay, when I realized, wait a minute, Satan is the god of this world. He and his corporations control everything. And they hate us, and they want us sick, tired, fat, and dead. And then as you look, at, you know, back through history, just, you know, since 1970, 1980, look at the rise of these disease states, and the pharmaceutical industry makes trillions of dollars, owns every government around the world, pushes their toxic vaccines with aborted baby cells in it. What's going on? I wanted to know. So I prayed, and God answered me. There were days I wept. With much wisdom comes much sorrow. That's Ecclesiastes. You've got to understand. And if you are not prepared to have your worldview completely shattered, if you believe anything that you hear in this world as true, then you're ignorant. You are perishing for lack of knowledge. If you're not getting prepared for a famine, for lack of food, for the cost of food, water will become like liquid gold. If you're not buying it and storing it up in every nook and cranny of your house or apartment, if you are not getting a way to defend yourself, then you're going to suffer. And it's not just you. How about your family? See, I don't care at all about me anymore. At 70 years of age, what in this world attracts me? You know who I'm concerned about is my grandchildren. They'll never grow up in America you and I knew. America, as we knew it, is gone. So, what are the big liars out there? Well, let's talk about, and I have the article. I'm not going to spend much time because we're coming up on a break. Then I'm going to give you some of the most incredible good news ever about healing disease. Because I pray every day, Lord, give me the knowledge of witty inventions. And I don't care how I hear it. Okay? Anyway, 5G radiation. Well, oh, that's in the news. Yeah, what about it? Well, it's amazing. Every hot spot, and I have the article, every hot spot in the United States, Arizona's one of them now. Oh, huge levels of COVID. And the testing is an absolute fraud. CDC just said 50% of the tests are false positives. Oh, but, and New York and other areas. And the article I have says, does 5G radiation cause oxygen deprivation to the hemoglobin? And are the coronavirus patients actually dying from oxygen starvation? Yep. And there's a video, short video on this article, from a very prominent ICU doctor in New York. And he and his colleagues got together and said, what is going on? People are not dying from the virus. And over 90% of the people that we put on ventilators die. Oh, I hear music. That means we're coming up on a break. We'll be back in about 5, and I'll give you some really good news. I'll finish this story about the 5G.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Well, it's Glenn again, International Health. Personal number at my research office in Arizona, 480-429-0021. I do not charge for my consultation. We're going to go over whatever medications you're on, whatever disease state you're dealing with. And you know what? It can be fixed. I can't use the word cure. That's a trademark name by the satanic pharmaceutical industry. But there is no question that diseases can be fixed. Okay, anyway, I want to finish up on that last story. In front of me, I have the article, Can 5G Exposure Alter the Structure and Function of Hemoglobin, Causing Coronavirus Patients to Die from Oxygen Deprivation? And the doctor's on there, okay, again, a very prominent ICU doctor out of New York. He and his colleagues were saying, look, something's going on. People are certainly not dying from the virus. And over 90% of the people, you know, remember a couple of months ago, ventilators, ventilators, we need them. Yeah, every time somebody's admitted to a hospital, they get $13,000 if it's just COVID. If they put them on a ventilator, they get $39,000. Couldn't be money motivated, and 90% of the people die who get put on ventilators. So the doctor said, we got to look, what else is going on? There is a simple device. If you've ever been in a hospital and had your blood pressure checked, they also put on this little device on your finger called an oximeter. You can buy them at any drugstore for about $35. It measures blood oxygen levels. Well, they started to measure, and these are in the hot spot. Every state that is turning on their 5G cell phone towers. Just what a coincidence. Happens to be the states where you have the highest number of testing positive who are so-called dying from coronavirus. Okay? And it's a lie from the pit of hell. Because these doctors said, whoa! These people, their blood oxygen levels are incredibly low. And he compared it to taking a group of professional mountain climbers to the top of Mount Everest, dropping them off with no oxygen equipment. He said, what would they die from, the virus? Nope, oxygen starvation. He said, that's exactly what's happened. Now, is God going to leave us defenseless? You are going to hear me say this over and over and over again. The God of the universe is never going to leave us defenseless against these attacks by these satanic organizations who run planet Earth. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Bill Gates. Keep in mind, God's word talks about this scumbag Gates. The gates of hell will not prevail. He wants a forced vaccine. The man is a pedophile. I mean, unbelievable, the history behind this scumbag liar. And if he doesn't repent, he's going to burn in hell. And I don't know if these people who have reprobate minds, you know, because I know Jesus Christ hung on the cross, suffered for everyone. But Romans also talks about reprobate minds, and as it was in the days of Noah, Imagine what Noah had to go through for 100 years, where he and his family were the only ones left who had perfect DNA, because Satan was sending the fallen angels, having sex with women, creating the giants, and changing the DNA of the, trying to change the DNA of the bloodline of our Messiah. Because the first time I read that Noah and his family were perfect in their generation, I didn't know what that meant, so I studied. Noah and his family were the only people left on planet Earth who had pure, unadulterated DNA. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be just like that at the end of the age. Genetically modified food. Genetically modified products. Vaccines that contain aborted baby cells. Aborted babies being used, everything. And the new vaccine coming up, they are admitting it will change your DNA. Wow. You want that needle stuck in your arm? Well, that's up to you. If it changes your DNA, because one thing I know about the mark of the beast, and I said it before, I am not claiming that this coming vaccine, it will be voluntary at first. It will become mandatory. Because let me guarantee you something. They will release a second wave. They have a bioweapon they are going to release that will be deadly. Because every pandemic, and this has never been a pandemic, the numbers aren't even close. But when you read the history of the pandemics in the past, it was always the second wave that was worse. So you better get your immune system built up, whole food, vitamin C, D. We can talk about that when you call me, okay? But just understand, all right? And so when I started to get all this information about low oxygen levels, we carry a product. We're the number one seller in the country. It's a liquid product called Protovite. I'm not going to do a commercial. All I can tell you, the CEO of the company who makes it has 27 published medical studies in PubMed. And I remembered I was doing webinars with him. And I said, you know, I called him up. I said, Bill, his name is Bill Down. I said, weren't you working on a paper that proved that Protovite increased oxygen transfer to the hemoglobin? He said, yeah, I wrote it and it got published in PubMed. Is God going to leave us defenseless? If you live in a state that has the 5G being turned on, Arizona is loaded right down the street from me, probably a quarter of a mile. They rebuilt a big elementary school with a full-size baseball field right next to it. You know what they put up in the parking lot? 3 5G towers. They're going to fry, if they go back to school, they're going to fry them. Unless somebody takes out the towers, a sniper or something like that, or goes and runs them over with a caterpillar or something. But the point being, if you live in a state where they're turning on the 5G, you're going to have low oxygen levels. That can be proven with a little $35 oximeter. Okay, so what else are these satanic organizations doing to make us sick? Well, I'm sure everybody has heard of it. Okay. Let's talk just a little bit, because I got a call from a research scientist friend of mine. And he said, have you ever heard of a natural product that has 5 double-blind studies on it? Now, for those of you who are not scientific-minded, a double-blind, placebo-controlled study is the gold standard of scientific studies. All drugs have to go through double-blind, placebo-controlled studies. Very expensive. And very time-consuming. That's why I know of a couple of quote-unquote natural, non-drug products in the industry that have actually gone through double-blind studies. So he called me up and said, well, this product I'm going to tell you about has 5 double-blind studies. I said, wait a minute, a natural product with 5 double-blind studies? That got my attention, because I know when you got 5 double-blind studies, with an electron microscope picture of the gut and everything, I said, give me the information. So, what is the number one cause of all diseases on planet Earth? And if you want to make it smaller, let's just come back to the United States. The number one problem is our exposure over the last 40 to 45 years of the Roundup Ready chemical glyphosate. It's been in the news, so if you think this is old news, you're wrong. Glyphosate is the chemical and the number one weed killer Okay, there are 65,000 lawsuits against, I call the company Monsanto. So Monsanto, who during my generation are the ones who made the chemicals that killed more soldiers in the Vietnam War than the bullets did, called Agent Orange. So we can thank them for Roundup Ready, 400 million pounds that they admit are sprayed on our food, and 65,000 lawsuits. If you watch any TV, you will see the ads for the law firms. If you have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and we're exposed to Roundup, call our law offices. We'll get you money. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is blood cancer. So in the first lawsuit that was settled about 18, 19 months ago, California, young guy, 45, 46 years old. He was a groundskeeper at a high school spraying Roundup Ready on the football field. He got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, was dying. I don't know if he's even dead yet. He might be. But anyway, during the trial, now listen to me. During the trial, his lawyer made Monsanto disclose with internal documents they have known since 1981. Roundup Ready was invented in the 70s. But since 1981, internal documents knew that one part per billion of Roundup Ready glyphosate would not only cause blood cancer, but 15 other major diseases. And most of those diseases have to do with the digestive system, protein synthesis. I've been working with food science companies for years, and they knew all this. They were afraid to publish the list. I have the list. You call me at my research office. I will email you the list of products that have been tested, even organic products, okay, that are loaded with glyphosate. Because they had to admit. Now, that little of being found guilty cost them about $300 million. Okay? But one part per billion, 40 years ago. Now, in 1981, I lived in Illinois. My wife and I had a very successful restaurant. I mean, it was very successful, very famous. And did we know back then about glyphosate? No. Was I eating pig products? Got very sick. If you're a Christian and you eat pig, you're going to look like a pig and die like a pig. Sorry. And I can talk to you about in the natural, and I can talk to you about God's laws that have not passed away. You eat pig, you have no immune system. It's deadly. But so here we were. So all of America for at least 40 to 45 years has been eating food loaded with glyphosate. And there is now an epidemic that if you talk to a doctor, he knows it as intestinal permeability. It's called leaky gut syndrome. Okay, well, I've heard about that. You can go on the internet search engine and type in leaky gut. You'll get 1,000 websites. Okay, how to fix it, how to avoid it. Non-GMO foods. I mean, it all has to do with your diet. But is God going to leave us defenseless? No. And how dangerous is it? Listen to this list of diseases proven. Now, what does a leaky gut mean? Okay, without getting into heavy biochemistry, your digestive system starts at the back of your throat. It's about 35 feet long. It goes down esophagus, large intestine, small intestine, winds around 35 feet long and ends up at your anus and goes out the back door. So, and it has junctions in it. It's supposed to be a sealed tube where you have digestive enzymes and, you know, acid and stuff to break the food down. And then to get the nutrients in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. End of discussion, end of debate. Okay? So, what does our exposure to glutathione do? Picture a 35-foot-long fire hose that's hooked up to a fire hydrant. And there's a fire going on 35 feet away. And somebody takes a razor knife and cuts that fire hose about every 2 or 3 inches and slices through the hose. Would much water come out the other end to fight the fire? Nope. So what does leaky gut mean? That the junctions have been broken. They actually have microscopic pictures of this, exposing the digestive system with an electron microscope, showing what it does, small parts per billion of glyphosate. Here are the diseases directly, this is off a medical site, directly caused by leaky gut. Hashimoto's thyroiditis. That's, okay, thyroid disease. Epidemic. I talk to people every day who have it. Rheumatoid arthritis. any allergies, asthma, acne, depression. 150 million Americans on satanic drugs, Prozac, Paxil, Wellbutrin, anxiety, irritable bowel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, psoriasis, lupus, celiac disease, Parkinson's disease, because it not only breaks down the gut microbiome, it breaks down the blood-brain barrier. So all these chemicals and all these toxins go across the blood-brain barrier, autism, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Crohn's disease, inflammatory bowel disease, insomnia, autism, nutritional deficiencies, taking a bunch of good supplements and having your blood look like crap, like mine did, eczema, sepsis, and then all autoimmune diseases, bloating, brain fog, chronic diarrhea, chronic constipation, excessive fatigue, gas, headaches, immune system, memory loss, mood disorders, nutritional deficiencies, skin issues. Oh my God, that's 90% of the population, 90% of the people, more than that, have issues with that. Why? Because these satanic companies planned this decades ago. We have been exposed and are continuing being exposed. And this also shows you the criminality of our government. Why are these satanic organizations and food companies still in business allowed to put this crap in our food? Because they want world depopulation. So, what am I so excited about? Well, that scientist friend of mine says, this product, and I'll get you information, call me at my research office. Okay, liquid product, 3 teaspoons a day is all it takes. Absolute proof that not only does it repair the junction until, see, because leaky gut, when you eat food, it allows particles of food and bacteria and viruses and other foreign heavy metals and that to leak through the junctions of your gut, leak directly into the bloodstream, and cause massive inflammatory response, what are called cytokine storms. And when you have leaky gut and you have particles of food leaking into your blood and causes massive inflammation, that's where all those diseases that I just mentioned. When I saw that, and I'll send you this article I'm reading. It just says leaky gut symptoms, 21 conditions, totally connected to leaky gut. And that, okay, and you go to the doctor with it, and what do they do? What's the biggest aisle in every drugstore? The stomach problem. Everybody I talk to has some form of digestive issue. Now we know why. So what does this Ione Gut Health do? With 5 double-blind studies, completely repairs the junctions of the gut. That's the first thing. If that's all it did, praise God for that, because what you have to go through to repair your digestive system of leaky gut, it's not overbearing, but, digestive enzymes, probiotics, you've got to stop the poisons coming in, change your diet completely. There's a whole list of things. Lots of supplements out there that claim to help it. I am tired of talking to people. I'm taking this and this and this and this and this and all these supplements and I'm not getting better. No kidding. You are deficient in nutrients because your gut is leaking and not getting the nutrients in the supplements, if they're any good. 99% of supplements are synthetic garbage made in communist China. Okay, but if they are good whole food supplements, you're not getting them into your bloodstream. Okay, so what does this do? Completely repairs the junction. Proof, double-blind studies, you can't fake those. You can't argue with electron microscope pictures of it taking a broken digestive system and putting it back together. Then at the same time, because one of the satanic things that these chemists who invented glyphosate did, and I don't want to get into heavy biochemistry, so just trust me, protein is very important to cellular health, muscle growth, everything in the human body. The number one amino acid that has to do with processing protein in the human body is called glycine. You can look it up. glycine is stripped out of the body, out of the cellular structure, and replaced with glyphosate. Now, how they accomplish that, I don't know. So, you say, well, I need to eat healthy now. So did I. So do I. 99.999% organic. How about the years I didn't? It stays in your body. This product, this new product, we haven't even done a big email blast on it yet. This is the first radio show I'm talking about it. They have proof it causes the human body to excrete, increase the excretion of glyphosate out of your cells and out of your gut 27% higher within 2 weeks. There are tests that you can take, urine tests, to determine the level of the glyphosate in your body. There are hair analysis tests. Most people are so loaded with glyphosate. So if you call my office, 480-429-0021, and I'll not only send you the list of the food. See, when Monsanto got nailed for $300 million, the food science company said, hey, we don't have to worry about being sued anymore. So they published a list of the food. I'll give you a simple rule of thumb. If you see food advertised on TV, it's poison, genetically modified, loaded with Roundup Ready. A television commercial is $250,000 for a 30-second commercial, minimum. Who can afford that? Mom and Pop Organic, Farmer's Market down the street, or Big Pharma and Big Agriculture who have teamed together. Big Agriculture poisons you with the food, and then when people get sick with all those diseases that I mentioned, once again, any thyroid disorders, rheumatoid arthritis, allergies, asthma, depression, anxiety, irritable bowel, chronic fatigue, lupus, celiac, Parkinson's, any brain disease, inflammatory bowel, insomnia, nutritional deficiencies, eczema, sepsis, a very deadly infection. That's all tied, and until you get the glyphosate out of your system, so this new product, and it's like $70 for 2 months' supply. It's very reasonable, and I'm telling people, stop all the supplements you're taking until you get your gut fixed. Repair that leaky gut that everybody has to a large degree or a small degree. I don't care who you are. If we went back 10 years and said, what kind of food were you eating? Not what you're eating now, because most of the people I talk to now who are sick have a lousy diet. But a lot of people are trying, you know, organic. But you know what's really sad? And if you don't think this is satanically planned, they have used so much glyphosate in the environment over the last 40 years, it actually is coming down in rainwater. Oh, my God in heaven, have mercy on us. So right when we're discovering how deadly this glyphosate is, why is it still on the market? Because they own the EPA. They own our politicians. Anybody you see saying that, I'll give you an idea. Anybody who said masks are important is a lying scumbag pharmaceutical whore. And whore is a biblical word, so I can use it. That's what they are. Because they are getting you convinced. Lie after lie, fear after fear after fear. Get a mesh mask. One that has, okay. And when you look up this mesh mask man, he wore a half mask, okay, that's used for paintball protection. And he wore it into the Walmart where they insist you have to wear a mask. There's no protection. There's big holes in it. You could see his mouth and his nose through the mask. He said nobody bothered him. It's not about protection. It's about compliance of the sheep. And if you wear a mask, there are now legal forms and legal teams. And if you get called on it and you get sued about it, they will defend you for nothing. If we don't stand up, body of Christ, and quit bowing to Pharaoh and this lie coming out of the pharmaceutical cartel who runs mainstream media, and I don't care what politician, if you're in a state that's requiring masks, okay, then just get a mesh mask. Okay, if you wear a regular mask, you are going to lower your immunity, you're going to lower your oxygen levels, it turns your body acidic, that means cancer, okay, and when you breathe in carbon dioxide, oh my God, And again, you'll see your, I went to a group of nurses and doctors that I was having a seminar with, because they have to wear masks at work. And now they have to wear the mask and a Darth Vader screen over them. And I said, you have access to the oximeters. Before you have to put that mask on, test your blood oxygen. And then about an hour later, after you've had to wear it, test it again. Then I asked them, how many here are suffering headaches? Multiple hands went up. How many are getting really fatigued early in the day? Multiple hands went up. How many people just feel like crap during the day? Multiple hands went up. And when they tested their oxygen levels in the blood with the oximeter, they were upset. You got to be kidding me. They're forcing us to do this, and there's no mask except a full facial gas mask that will ever stop the virus. The virus is microscopic, okay? Can we get around it? Yeah. Have I given you a lot, almost too much information? Yes. Please call me if you have any disease states that you want to fix and get ready to be able to help lots and lots of people. Call me at my research office in Arizona, West Coast time, 480-429-0021. We will go over any medications that you're on. You will never, ever hear me say, just go cold turkey off your medications. You can't do that. There's a weaning process. We will go over what the doctors have told you. If you've had tests done, we'll look at the tests. But we'll get you healthy so you can fulfill the destiny that you have in Yahshua HaMashiach, our Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and be able to help people. And please, I implore you, Pastor Butch talks about this, about preparing. He has advertisements on his show here for food. New Manna is a very good company. I don't know if the food is still available, but please get some food, get some water, especially water. Just buy an extra gallon of water every time you go to the store. Get yourself a good water filter. We can talk about that. There's so many of them out there. There's actually some that take out glyphosate. Because with 400 million pounds sprayed on our crop, coming down in the rainwater, our groundwater is loaded with glyphosate. On purpose. This is not by accident. And this should be front page news on every mainstream media. But all they're talking about now is vaccines. Call me, please, 480-429-0021. God bless everybody. Please stay safe out there. Look forward to hearing from you. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.